Absolutely. Shaq went through individual drills today, and it's good to have him back. You know, that group looks different with Shaq out there.
What's his timetable going forward?
I'm not sure. You know, it's his first day back, you know, so it's actually day-to-day right now. But he's looking good. He's feeling good.
Is there hope for the opener, I guess?
Is there hope? Absolutely, there's hope for the opener.
TJ was back, too.
Yep, kind of the same. He's back. Did Indy today. He didn't do any team drills. So as we go along, we'll see how he feels tomorrow, and we can keep adding different drills for him.
Lots of guys back, including Emmanuel out there today.
Emmanuel, yes. Yes, he's back. And, again, his shoulder wasn't that bad. It was more precaution.
It's how big is the third preseason game in terms of, obviously, a lot of position battles still happening?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's huge for us because who we're playing. It's a playoff-type team. It's a top-five offense. It's an aggressive defense that turned the football over. So for us, it's going to be a real test. Obviously, it being the third game, it's our first real game plan of the season. So it's important, you know, who we're playing and how we're going to play. It's huge for us.
What do you want to see out of that left guard battle? You said that those two guys are still
yeah.
battling. What's going to kind of be the determining factor there?
They're both playing very well. You know, we just want to see, you know, who's the best guy for the job. You know, Max has been aggressive. He's been better in pass pro, and obviously Barber is a savvy vet, so he's done a good job also.
Since you're in game plan mode this
yes.
week, how much of the playbook do you get into this week? How much do you expose in the preseason?
We won't expose a lot, but, you know, we are game planning, you know. We want to give our players the best chance of playing well. So as far as what we're exposing, not a lot, but enough to, you know, have our guys play well.
How much do you weigh Jamal Charles of old against what are you going to see on Saturday? How much is that playing?
Jamal Charles of old versus what we're going to see on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday's not here yet. So I'm not sure what we're going to see on Saturday, but he looked great today. He looked great last week, and he is wanting to play football. So hopefully for him it goes well.
Vance, how early would you put him in the
game? He's going to be involved early, you know, probably in the first 15.
McKenzie was shaking up. How's he doing?
Nothing. Just a knee to the thigh. NBA, man. It's the NBA out here, man. They fall and they think it's serious and they get up and walk off. So it's like the NBA.
As you go through all your drafts on the 53-man roster, how difficult is the backup offensive line that you try to figure out?
How difficult? It's difficult, and it should be. You know, we've got a lot of depth there. You know, we've got four or five guys that can play guard. We've got three centers. We've got four or five tackles. So it's been difficult, but it's been a good thing. You know, you want depth there. You want to keep at least 10 guys that can play for you. You know, so that's a good problem.
Now, of course, Jake Butt kind of in his return.
He is getting better. He's NFI, you know, still, and he'll probably go to PUP, you know, as the roster forms. But he is definitely getting better day by day.
Carlos Henderson, is there any update on his kind of career?
It's going the same. He had surgery almost 2 weeks now ago, and nothing's changed.
Sometimes you see the sort of a rhythm after a team names a quarterback.
Yeah.
Did you see that today at all?
I'm not sure, but. Obviously, it's cleaner because you're in a game plan mode, you know, and training camp is just playing, you know, it's playing football. But now that we're in a game plan mode, it's more of a scripted practice. So it should be cleaner, and it was today.
You may answer this, but how important was it to send a clear message in terms of the quarterback battle that the best guys got to play?
That's important for your football team because, you know, most coaches say that, and you would hope they stand by their word. And you know, obviously, you know, if you're building a team, you know, you want to play the best guys because that's what's fair and that's what should happen, you know. And as far as the quarterback thing, you know, we chose Trevor because, you know, he performed better, and that's really it. That's the bottom line. That's the truth.
When you look at a Packers quarterback, what kind of challenges does Rodgers pose for a defense?
A lot of challenges. I mean, he's obviously a special player. They've been in the top five in almost every category the last couple of years, you know, and he's special. You know, he can buy time with his legs, and that's where the big plays come. So we have to contain the quarterback and also plaster the receivers on broken plays because most of his big plays come on broken plays. So, you know, we got to contain him and plaster the wide receivers.